anyone that's was at an association with a cancer counsellor as I have in a past life would be aware of the Living with Cancer program, which was a 6-week course, a couple of hours a week. Look, a big time demand, I guess, on people that are just recovering from a cancer treatment and some that are going through it. So this is a little bit different. It's more compact, and it's also aiming more so at people that have finished their treatment.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So at Cancer Council, we're always evaluating our services and getting some feedback. And for the end of last year, we looked at the education program that we were delivering into the community. And with due consideration, we changed to this format, Living Well After Cancer. We actually run 9 workshops around the state, and that we have made them half-day workshops rather than long weekly sessions, because we understand that the people have very busy lives and they want information, but they can't always commit to a long period of time. So we've had very, very good uptake from the Northwest Coast. We've already run it in Burnie, and as you say, now we're running it in Devonport, as well as Launceston and Hobart, so we're thrilled.
I think when I used to run the Living with Cancer courses, I had people that would start the course and then drop out, because a 6-week commitment sometimes is a bit hard for them, and any cancer survivor would know you have your good days and your bad, and you have a bad day, you think, well, I'm not going to go to this, and you don't see them again for the rest of the course, unfortunately. Yes. So this is really probably will have a lot more appeal to people than the old format.
I think you're right. Well, I know you're right, because that's the feedback we're getting. So the Living Well After Cancer actually focuses on diet, physical exercise or movement, and emotional well-being. And people, we call them workshops because it is around receiving information, but we're trying to create an environment where people can participate rather than just sit and receive information. And Cancer Council, as you would know, Martin, provide a whole range of services to support people impacted by cancer. And so people, once they have a taste of what our service can deliver and an experience like this, they will come back as they need to. And we've found that's a better model than setting up something for 6 weeks that people feel like they need to go or they will miss out.
I got the same sort of feedback, and I know there's a definite need for this sort of thing. And everyone's cancer journey is different, as we remind patients all the time. So you've got to be able to cater for a pretty broad spectrum here, don't you?
Yep, that's exactly right. And I think having a program that fits for people after they have completed their initial treatment, at least, allows the group to be somewhere around the same pathway. The other program was very broad, and it's hard to meet the needs of everybody in the room when it's very broad. So, but we are very mindful that everybody's story is very different as well, and there's plenty of time in these sessions to have one-on-one chats to presenters as well.
And when you're undergoing treatment, sometimes that's all you have to deal with, and you haven't got time to deal with anything else, really.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing is we have such really good health services that people are very well supported, mostly, in their treatment phase. But sometimes when they come out of treatment, they're wondering about information or avenues for support. So that's definitely the remit for Cancer Council.
Yeah, a bit of the what now, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Mm. Now, this event's being held on Monday.
Yes.
It's between 1 and 4.30 at the Mersey Yacht Club, which is Anchor Drive East Devonport. It's open to anyone, not just Devonport residents, but people can register by contacting the Northwest branch of the Cancer Council.
Yes, and that's on 6425 8600. You'll speak to Stan or Chris. They would love to take your call. We light registration so that we provide light refreshments, and we want to provide enough. So it's handy for us to know how many people are coming. But if that's not possible, of course, people are welcome to turn up on the day and bring their partner.
That's important, And we always were saying to patients, you know, when you go to the doctor, take a partner, someone with you, because sometimes you get a bit of news that you don't expect and you go into a little bit of shock and it doesn't all sink in. So, and the same with this, I guess, you know, if their mind's elsewhere, you know, just come out of their treatment, then, you know, a partner or a friend can be a great ally.
I think so. People take on bits of different information from the same experience, don't they? So it's often good to be able to bounce that off somebody. Mm. And especially, as you say, in a treatment or a a clinical environment, which this isn't, when you're receiving a whole pile of information, it's always great to take someone else with you.
Yeah, and I think a cuppa and refreshments is a great way of doing it as well, because people may not want to ask a question in the group, publicly, so to speak, but they will have a chat to one of the presenters over a cup of tea.
Yes, we really try to create a really relaxed environment so that people feel comfortable. You don't have to ask any questions. You can just take information and look at it later. It really is about people taking out of these experiences what they need and want.
Yep, awesome. Now, that phone number again is 6425 8600. That's the Cancer Support Centre in Ulverston. And people can also email you, I think, Raylene, at supportservices@cancertas.org.au.
Support Services NW, Northwest.
Oh, okay.
Cancertas.org.au.
Yep, that's not you then.
That's all right. That's okay. Definitely our staff up there are really happy to talk to people.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I'll just to clarify that again. It is Support Services NW for Northwest at cancertas.org.au. Roland, thanks for your time this afternoon. I know that the people that are attending this course on Monday will get a lot out of it, and hopefully they'll spread the word and we can get more uptake on the Northwest Coast in future events of a similar nature.
Thank you very much, Martin. I appreciate your support.